Blog Talk Radio.
I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well. And we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean, such as they are, to see if we could find out a little bit of something. And this is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa. They claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody because, hell, there wasn't nobody there. And white folks brought all the civilization because there wasn't none around. How could the folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And just to prove all of their suspicions, well, didn't take too long. They found out that there were whole tribes of people in plain sight running around with no clothes on. That's right. The men, the women, the young, and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering the environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. And another piece of information they had, or at least this is what we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal units actually fought. And yes, there was some crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art, and yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, and courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there was love and medicine, religion, intertribal communication by drum. But no paper, no pencils, and no other utensils, and hell, these folks never even heard of a gun. And this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land, because the Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had themselves a plan. They would discover all the places with promise. You didn't need no titles and deeds. Then they would appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and greed. And back in the jungle, when the natives got restless, they would call it guerrilla attack. And they would never describe that the folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. And still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once referred to as underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And the game goes on eternally, unity kept just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've now been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you. But if interpreting were left up to me, I'd be sure every time folks knew this version wasn't mine, which is why it is called His Story.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection. This is Antoinette and Brother Eddie. And tonight we're having our family show, the first one of 2023. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. Before we get started, I was going to play another song while we're waiting for the folks to come by and join us.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular that you would like to play?
If you don't have Family Reunion pulled up, you can play anything by Parliament.
Okay. All right, well, I'm looking forward to tonight's class.
Oh, yes. Hopefully the family has information to share at the round table.
Yes.
Bringing their meal to be shared.
Yes. Which I know is going to be some good eating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, here's one for you.
Yeah.
I know you will. spotlight on.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our family show, the first one of the year, and we will be with you in a moment.
Get all the fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers. That would be great. But then we have mothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother. Because sooner or later, she's going to be a mother. And she'll have her own son and daughter. It don't just stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine heart. That is, all come together, no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, because you'll bleed.
Are you with me so we can start our family show, our family class tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Great. Well, tonight we're going to be bringing together our memories, our recipes, our remedies, whatever everyone wishes to share with us and what we choose to share with others. So is there anything in particular that you would like to start with? Or would you like me to start?
Well, first and foremost, you have to start with bringing in the family and starting off with Ashe, with the ancestors, Namaste, with the elders, and much love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience. As this is a family class, you know, because this show, like all shows, are a class that we learn. And again, we greatly appreciate your time and space. And most of all, for tonight, you sharing with us, the family and listeners, with, again, echoing on the recipes and the remedies that you might have to bring to the round table, the family class. So, yes, I wanted to do that. And once you get started, since you were ready, I have two current events during your current event that is something that we should put on our radar if it's not on our radar. So you can go ahead because, as it always seems, something that you might mention will probably touch on one of the two current events I'll be talking about. So you go ahead with the current event.
I'm going to let you go for it tonight because the only two that I have may not be appropriate.
Okay. Well, I'll start off as I do because that's always, I always bring the same meal to the table. And that meal is information. And by way of the numbers that are always being used. So let's look at tomorrow's date. By the way, today's date, 5/10/2023, comes to a 4. Tomorrow's date will be 5/11/2023. It comes to a 5. And it's no coincidence that tomorrow, dealing with the coronavirus, 41, which is a 23, which is a 5, is now being ended, lifted as far as a world's health emergency by the WHO, World Health Organization. They will be lifting the so-called pandemic, the worldwide lie, again, keeping with on point, they're lifting this. So number one, that's going to be a problem, because I don't know if you remember, we talked about a month, maybe 2 months ago, with all of these Ukrainians that they're ushering in to different countries, I mean, to different cities. And none of these people have went through what they call a 5-14-day quarantine before they were just let into the public. Now, added with that, tomorrow, again, being on the 5, they have what's called Title 42. Well, Title is 26. 42. 22 plus 46 is 68. Another 5. And what Title 42 entails is all of the restrictions to the Mexican border is now open. So again, another influx of immigrants, now without having to be checked for the nonsense that was told to us of the coronavirus, but regardless of what they might have from a third world country, if anything, but whatever, all of these people are being ushered in. Now, here in Chicago, they're protesting, which they should, about all of these immigrants that have been brought into the south side of Chicago and being put up in different facilities and being given all of this different stipends and grant money to do whatever. At the same time, like in every other city, we have all this homelessness and people who are in dire of needing help. And they are bypassed, and these people are set up. So where are all these funds coming from that all of a sudden you can use millions of dollars to do what you should have done for the American people that pay the taxes? You know, but again, see, all of this is railroaded because, again, it was brought up that why aren't any of these immigrants being ushered into the Hispanic neighborhoods, the white neighborhoods who have more resources and much more money? But none of these immigrants are being put there, stored there. But they're always put in our community. And again, the resources that we should already have been getting are now being distributed to others. See?
Yeah.
This is the same old game that they've always played. We can go back to redlining. But again, we have to be very careful, especially after tomorrow with all this happening, because again, they still got us distracted on these banks that are closing, and they're constantly talking about this so-called debt ceiling and the nonsense they talk about every year to every other year. Another distraction, because these things, dealing with this influx of individuals who are being ushered and cattled into our communities, we don't even see the balance of it, these people being distributed throughout the different communities within Chicago. So we see a definite problem, and we know more problems will arise. And these are the things that we should be protesting using a computer, because we don't have to get out and march anymore. The march is right there on the computer to protest. So again, with technology that's right in front of us, we could use it instead of it constantly using us, or we're being allowing it to use us by getting caught up in the web. So those were the main topics that I wanted to bring to the family's attention. Tomorrow, family, you know, goes into effect. And it just so happens, Sister Antoinette, Biden announced this way back on January 30th, 2023.
Oh, wow.
Ain't that an important date to you? Thank you. All way back then, he basically this into his so-called referendum for law being passed by way of the World Health Organization, who is now backtracking on a lot of things that they basically pushed. But what we have to look at now is if they have eased up, drew back with all these other so-called variants on the rise here and there.
Yeah.
They have basically made their quota as far as injecting those who accepted the vax, who accepted the serum, who accepted the Ventum. See?
Yeah.
Because,
wow.
Again, the serum is 23, which is 5. Venom is 14, which is 5. Vaccine is 23, which is 5. They can name it what they want to, but again, as I always state, the names change, but the number remains the same.
Stays the same, yes.
See? And these are parts of the meals that I always deliver, that food for thought. Food being 14, thought being 41. 5 on it.
Yes, you do.
So,
Brother Eddie, we have someone that's ready to get ready to jump start us. They're ready.
Okay,
before,
let's bring them.
Let's let them in. Okay.
This is a family class, the family show, the round table. Bring them in.
Yes. Okay, Brother Kwame, good evening. Brother Kwame, if you have yourself on mute.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this is Brother Kwame, 706. That's Brother Kwame, right? Okay, area
yeah,
code 706,
area code.
In case it's not, it's him. If that made it any sense. Okay, well, I guess he's not there. Maybe he stepped away for a moment. You know, he has problems
yeah.
with his phone. So maybe he
that
stepped
too.
Away. Yes.
That
well,
is,
Brother Eddie.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, yeah, that's a great possibility, the phone services, because, again, you and I and others know the problems that I've been having with my phone.
Yeah.
Another time for another
yeah.
service, another class. But if you go back and listen to the last class, we talked about, you know, the 5G, a.k.a. the FCC, and their authority to do what they want to with these devices that we're using, you know, regardless of what it is, cell phones, televisions, you know, radios, computers, you know, it doesn't matter. They're under Homeland Security, but again, I'm going off. Go back to that class, family, and we could see or you could listen and hear what we already know. We're talking about it, but again, my part of this family class is always converting the words into the numbers so we see a better picture and we can
yeah.
formulate what it is that we've been told, because a lot of it is that I give is to give you the information to fill in the gap, to connect the dot. So,
yeah.
And
well,
I was stating, go ahead.
I was going to say I was going to start my part off, but you go ahead and continue. Forgive me.
You know, if you got a part that you want to contribute, go ahead.
Okay, well, mine first off is going to deal with, well, anything that you need eggs for in light of the cost of how much eggs there are. For anyone that's baking, if you take a third a cup of applesauce, that equals one egg. So if you're baking and, you know, you want to go eggless or, you know, just eggs are just too expensive, if you take a third a cup of applesauce in that, you can use that for one egg in your recipe. Or you can take a medium banana that's ripened, and that equals one large egg. So that was something that I wanted to share. And also, because of Brother Eddie, but not because of Brother Eddie, because I was doing this beforehand, but he got on me today about not writing enough. So I've been doing recipes that I've been putting up for my granddaughter and taking pictures of what I'm making. So now I suggest that even the men, you know, men do theirs separate because men, y'all are with the barbecue or, you know, or however y'all, whatever else y'all do, that y'all make a recipe book or a book for instructions for your sons and your grandsons and fixing cars or whatever. And you know, women for us that, you know, add stories for our recipes, you know, to put on the back of the cards and, you know, so that, you know, they, you know, the children, grandchildren, great, you know, will have, you know, how we felt about it and how we, you know, how ours looked, can have it for their own. And I have more, but
Brother Eddie, you go ahead. Now, Brother Kwame, are you back? Are you here now? Are you able to get your phone up? Yeah, I guess not. Okay, Brother Eddie, I gave off one of mine. Y'all, if you want to contribute, if you're ready to come in, just press the number one and we'll let you in. Because we look forward to hearing from y'all, Brother Eddie.
Okay. Well, I'm a start here with four words reflecting the same number. We're talking about your home, recipes, or remedies that you might have or know. So again, being food for thought, giving the number behind these two words, when we look at, for me, the recipes, which is 32, 5 deals with our instincts. Instincts is 41. And the remedy, which comes to 30, is no more than our intuition. It comes to 39, which is 3. 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So, as Antoinette mentioned, right, I want to look at an old phrase that we've stopped using and to bring it back, but to put a new spin on that phrase that we used to use. Same pronunciation, but replaced by a different number and word. We used to say right on, right on, right on. Well, let's bring it back. But now the right, R-I-G-H-T, is replaced with right, W-R-I-T-E, right on. Start writing everything down. Right on comes to 29, which is 2. If you have to write about the sky, write about it. But sky is 11, which is 2. When we understand the simplest thing, when we inhale the air, the oxygen, well, inhale is 20, which is 2. Air is 11, which is 2. Oxygen is 20, which is 2. It's coming straight from the universe. The universe 38, which is 2. It's in the air by way of telepathy. 38, 2. It's a way of communication. 38, which is a 2. And we have to learn how to voice the example of what we have to share. Voice is 20, which is 2. Example is 20, which is 2. If we voice it to an open-minded individual, an open-minded person, we make an impact. Impact is 20. Open is 11. Mind is 11. People are 20, which is that 2. It's a certain group of people. When they hear certain words, they're activated by that word, regardless if they know the number or not. So, again, write on, family. See, because what you're writing down today, contains what was, what is, and what will be. Was is 11. Is 11. And will be is 20. Saw the two. Connected to right on. So it's linked to that line of past, present, and future. So again, we are catching up. Even by seeing the old ways and terms that we create, the paradigm that we speak, we manifest. We speak it into existence, regardless if we know it or not. But when we follow a program word by the system that we choose to believe in, then we end up getting what we deserve, especially when we can't recognize by even the word of what's being used against us. Were you trying to say something, Sister Antoinette?
No, I was listening.
Okay.
No, but y'all, whenever you're ready, just press the number one. But Brother Eddie, you know, when you have that sour smell in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
If you take orange pills and cloves.
Okay.
And put it in a pot of water and let it simmer, and it refreshes your house.
Oh, that's good.
And it smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to pull it, then take the peel the orange pills, you know, peel the oranges, and put them in a bowl or whatever you want to put it in, and put the cloves in there, and you can ground up some vanilla or omit the vanilla, but it refreshes your house, and it smells so good. And instead of using the, the stuff for the carpet, what is that called? The carpet brush or whatever it is, you can just take, the baking soda itself and put it down, and then it'll absorb the odors and refresh the air. Since we want to go with things that are more natural, instead of using a lot of artificial things, but there's things that we can make that's on our own.
Oh yeah, oh yes, and that was a good one. Using the applesauce and bananas to replace the egg. So certain people do have allergies to certain things. So especially eggs, and again. That replacement of how they constantly go up and down on the prices of not just eggs, but everything,
Yes.
For me, it's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Yeah. So do we have any callers before I get started with this next little rendition?
No, nobody has their hand up yet. Come on, y'all. Now, we're supposed to be sharing. It's not supposed to be all me.
Oh. Okay, family, again.
We did get a message. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. We got a message from Brother Jeff, and he said, thank you for the potpourri recipe. And he said, those listeners that are looking to start, for those listeners that are starting to look for look to start a business. Well, I'm glad that'll help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, with that being said, thank you for that, Brother Jeff, family. I'm going to start off again with dealing with the numbers of words that we use. So, did I eat this or did I eat that? Do I eat this or do I eat that? Well, that's no more than the words for the word or the acronym for the word diet. Again, we're talking about bringing these to the round table. So this is part of the diet that I always share, because diet is 21. And the words are 21. And it's the words that we learn how to share and how to use. This is what's always been said, be careful about what you say. For me to see the number behind the words helps me to be even that more careful, because I'm more aware by the number of the words that I'm using. And I know the direction.
Brother Eddie, well, how in the world did you get there? Wait a minute, Joe. I don't know how that jumped. Brother Eddie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, somehow or another you went to mute.
I didn't mute you. I don't know how that happened. That
okay. Where did I leave off, or do you remember the last thing you heard? Well, I'll go back right quick and just...
You said you.
I'll just pick up...
Go ahead.
I'll pick up with, did I eat this or did I eat that? Do I eat this or do I eat that? It's the words for the acronym of diet. And we all have a steady diet. My diet deals with the words because I'm dealing with the number. Diet is 21. Words equal 21. So I'm always given a steady diet of words by the number. Incident this weekend. While waiting for a car repair in a waiting room, this brother Allen came in and sat down, and he kept looking at me, and he finally said, man, I forgot to bring my books to read, but you made me think I got my notebook in the car that I can go get and take notes. For me, that was my opening for a teachable moment. So when he got back, we started a conversation. And you know me, the first thing I said, I got 5 on it. And he looked at me. I said, well, I'm into metaphysics and by way of numerology. He said, yeah, but I believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I said, great. I said, so do I. I said, but we all have a personal relationship with Christ and whatever one believes. So what I've been given is to share Christ and everything else with God by the number behind the words we use without recognizing these numbers. Again, this is metaphysics, which only means beyond the physical sight. The numerology is to show now what you didn't see in the words that you speak, that you claim to believe in. I said, I feel that you would not tell anybody they're wrong for their personal relationship, for what they're sharing with you, when they're not basically trying to push it on you as this is the way it is, but sharing information that what you can use or not use.
Right. Yeah.
It was like, I heard that, but see, I work with evidence. This has got to be evidence. I said, well, thank you. I said, number one, see, when I started off with I got five on it and then told you about metaphysics and numerology, you never once converted back to the number of that statement of I got five on it, which comes to 41, which is a five. You believe the same thing I do, not knowing the number of what you say you believe in. You said you believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Well, Jesus Christ is 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. Mm-hmm. 1 plus 4 is 5. I'm giving you a Christ in all things that you never saw before. All is a 5, baby. And I said, as far as the evidence, evidence is proved by the word. The evidence even comes in symbols. But if you don't know the number of evidence when you're talking to me, that evidence is right in the word that you speak, and that word that you speak exposes everything that you need to know. The evidence is to balance the word that they've given, called rules, fails, the vibration. Because at the end of the day, any word that I share with you by evidence gives you the choice to choose. I have nothing to do with that because the word stands on its own merit. See? That's why evidence is 33, which is 6. Word is 15, which is 6. Balance is 15. Rules are 24. Spells are 24. Beat is 15. Vibration, 33. Choice and choose is 24. It's all the 6. So
yeah.
If you don't know exactly what I'm trying to give you by the number of the 6 call a program, see, you only see the program word of the evidence by someone else's description. We know that we are getting deeper than what's been on the surface. We've been skimming the surface too long.
Yeah.
Now they got our children surfing the web. See? So that's it. Even seeing the symbol, which I think I went a little bit beyond, but it took me to our class recently as I was giving the description of Moses leading the people and being at Mount Sinai going up as the people below started to do what? They started to become disobedient.
Yeah.
And they built a golden calf. And again, when we don't understand how everything is connected, seeing that Baal in the Bible is represented by the golden calf that they started to worship, that idol. By number, Baal is 2112, 2112, which is a six that we've been talking about. When you look at golden calf, golden is 21, calf is 12. Even today, when we look at the symbolism by the symbol of the word being used, the golden calf is the public school. Public is 21, school is 21. And what's in the public school? Our children that they refer to as kids.
Yeah.
School 21, kid is 12. And when we put our children in a public school, we're giving permission to the schools to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Giving is 30, permission is 39, which is that 3-3 again.
Yeah.
And we say, what? Think about it. They're in public schools now, and we're hearing what we've been talking about for the last 3 to 4 years of this pedophilia, where
yeah.
the LGBTQ of it will be taught in our public schools, and what's happening now. And we're not raising any voice for our children to advocate. But again, having those 3 years from 2020 to 2023 to find some type of village support of your neighbors and community to start your own little neighborhood school, homeschooling, because they're doing everything from the technology spectrum of computers anyway. So again,
yeah.
with that, we will have a lot of input, which right now we don't. This is why our children are learning what a butt plug is. They're learning how
yeah.
to have homosexual sex. They're being given a confusing mindset of gender and transgender,
yeah.
not being able to distinguish by the new alphabet, the new dialogue, the new languages that are being put, words that we didn't grow up on, things that they're seeing that we weren't even, we didn't even think about as children, you know. So,
yeah.
again, having more control as far as homeschool, this is what we should be more talking about than the things that we're seeing. Just like, again, we can put the home school to what happens at school. Well, at a school, they have mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
We gave permission when we put our children in school to be put in harm's way in a mass shooting. Who's to say,
yeah.
oh, that can't happen too much, stop it. We ain't talking about a child getting shot in the house by a stray bullet by some fool shooting at each other. We talking about somebody who has planned to come in and do bodily harm to whomever's
yeah.
in their path.
Yeah.
The only time we
yes,
hear about a mass shooting at somebody's house is that, hey, somebody was coming at it to kill all y'all ass. Something happened
yeah.
and somebody's got a vendetta and it's personal. But if it ain't nothing like that, ain't nobody going to come do no mass shooting at nobody's crib. See?
That is true.
But we gave permission when we sent our children off to school.
Yeah.
So, again, even when we talk about the three and the three, dealing with music 21, Devil 21. We used to hear the devil's music. Music soothes the beast, the savage beast. Beast 21, Music 21. Devil 21, Music 21. But we have to use what the memory is tied to. The music is tied to our memory of our subconscious. It lies right there. And when we hear music, our subconscious is activated to memories during that time. Subconscious is 48. Three. Memories is 30. See? It's the subconscious part of the mind that is being activated in the memories of music. Our memories are stored in our conscious mind, but in our subconscious mind, that deeper level, that basically, again, it's a sponge that retains everything. So that's what's happening, and this is why, as we say, old school, new school, the old school frequency sound can't deal with the nonsense, the program garbage that is allowed to be played, because in the day we even had censorship. That is no such thing. Our children don't even know of censorship, know about it, because there is none deliberately. And again, when we, the parents, the adults, allow these things to happen without any input, we see the result. Seeing is believing. And, you know, back to my explanation dealing with metaphysics, and I've given this before, and numerology is understanding plane beyond the physical sight. And it's explained easily with both metaphysics and numerology. That question being, do you believe what you can't see? Which the brother Allen in the waiting room said, yes, you know, being in religion, which I said is great. But for those who say no, then ask, well, do you believe in air? Do you believe in oxygen? Oh, well, yeah. Can you see it? No.
No.
Well, that's metaphysics. But even dealing with the numerology of that saying, did you know that what you're not seeing, seeing is 29, which is 2. You're not able to see the air. Air is 11, which is 2. Or the oxygen, which is 20, which is 2. Now by numerology and metaphysics, you're seeing the numbers behind these words that, again, the words change, but the numbers remain the same. We're going through training sessions of a test, and the training test is, the test is oneself. You're always training yourself in your thought process of change, because people never truly change you, but they give you information that will enhance you wherever you are. Something valuable to you, it will resonate. And as it resonates, we will find that reason that that resonation is so vivid. So these are the things that are happening. But again, for me, it's being able to tie. Oh, it's all connected. Even when I communicate with nature, I find a part of nature that reflects my image. And from there, I make sure that the words by the number coincide. So for me, I love trees, you know, pine trees, but my reflection is that of a willow tree. Because when you think of the willow tree, the branches looks like dreadlocks.
Yeah.
The way they hang. And it's no coincidence that willow tree, willow is 19, tree is 22. 19 plus 22 is 41, the 5. Dread is 19. Locks are 13. 19 plus 13 is 32, the 5. So in nature itself, yes, go ahead.
When I think of willow trees, I think of whippings.
You think of what?
Whippings.
Oh, that's what that branch.
Yeah,
it's just like the branches. It's just like a braid.
Yeah.
Braids of your hair, they braid. Some of them got those branches or those, they call them switches, that was thin, and they braid a couple of them together, a few of them, and make it a little bit thicker and a little bit stronger. So, yeah. Oh, yes. See.
Yes. I remember going out and getting them sticks to get them with them.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, those things that we thought nothing of are things that need to be wrote down. Because, again, see, we look at it as, oh, that was nothing. I went through that. I couldn't stand. No. These are stories that, again, have not been shared properly, have not been told to let our children know. Whatever it was that you went through, being true and honest again, because what we think we are sheltering them from, they're getting an abundance of everything the wrong way online, on the internet.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
They don't have to be at home. Or they can be at home if they got a phone. They know sites and links that we have no idea about. We don't even think about, talk about, unless we have children or grandchildren who are into something that we are now investigating the different way they talk when they use internet or text slang, you know. But this is, again, communications that we seem to not have. That, again, my part of the round table is to show that by finding all the numbers behind the words that they use, as we said, you can come down to their level and bring them up.
Yeah.
Because now you use those same numbers, different words than they're using, but the words that with the same number are to elevate, are to bring them up. And because they use those words with those particular numbers, when you offset it with the same number different words, they respond.
Yeah.
See, it's just something I'm sharing that I hope the family hears right down and starts to use. Test it out. See if it works.
Yeah.
And that's again. Five is practice, family. Y'all hear me. I practice what I'm saying every day. But it's what I enjoy. Practice is five. Enjoy five. Love five. I love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to learn and then share to give this information. And it's all about finding our piece of information that's embedded in you that are coming straight from the experiences of life that you have learned, particular lessons that now you can share that message behind the story of those lessons that will help feed those who have an ear to hear. Because again, when we stuck on the way we've been given any of these words and stories, and for me, a great example is when we say the chosen one. And again, those two words stick us right there in the image of who and what the chosen one is. For me, it's the number. See, it's the ones anointed. Chosen is Christ, yes, but it's also ones with an S. And one being eight is anointed. Well, chosen one is Christ anointed, right?
Yes, it is.
But if we just think that way, not knowing that we are the example and representatives of that, when we know who we are and what we are to that. For me, it's seeing the numbers and all these stories, words, phrase, everything. It's all connected.
Yes, it
is. Everybody has their particular number, their particular way. That's why this way that I share ain't, this is the definite way. No, this is my way and my way to share. And again, those who have that ear to hear will hear. Everybody's on their own biological clock, their own frequency. We can't make anybody do anything. But again, the vibration of the true word will activate, stimulate, and motivate. See, word up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a code word. No matter where you say it, you know it will be heard.
Yes.
It'll be heard.
Yes, yeah, so right See. On, everyone. Right on.
Right on. Thank you.
Yes. Brother Eddie, I got a couple more if you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I have one that I this is my personal favorite. When you bake someone something, you know, if you bake them cookies or, you know, something like that as a gift, well, not only put it in, you know, a pretty bag and, you know, tie it, but include the recipe with it. You know, write down the recipe. You know, how long it takes to bake it and what they need to add, you know, like they need to add eggs, you know, butter, and, you know, put down the time and everything. But, you know, give them a gift, but tell them, show them also how to make it for themselves. And what I found, because I have the tendency of letting my strawberries go bad. So I have discovered that if I take my strawberries and I cut them up when I get them and, you know, prepare them as if I'm going to make this strawberry shortcake, freeze it. So then if I have them frozen when I'm ready to make it, then it's there and my strawberries don't go bad. So that's something else, because I'm a stickler on freezing everything, and I have a ton of freezer bags and everything that's right there in sight, right by the refrigerator, so that I can do all of this. And another is, instead of using the Pam, I use a lot of parchment paper. So that's another thing. But also, here's one tip that I think that everyone could use for two things. One is when you go to do your seeds, you can start them off in an orange. You take everything out of the orange and you put your soil in there and you can start your seeds in there and they come out really good. And the other one that I have that I think is very useful and is cute. You know how you pay a lot for these big ice cubes, you know, to have fancy ice cubes? You ever did that at Brother Eddie?
No, I ain't did it,
okay,
but I've seen people who have it.
Yeah, all right, now you can go to the dollar store or any place else, and you know the I call them plastic, but that, you know, you can cook, you can bake in and, you know, make little fancy cookies or whatever. You know, and they have, you know, they're in the design and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, fill them up, and you can make your ice out of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yes.
Also, if you want to make big ice cubes for, you know, like a pitcher of something, if you're making a pitcher of something to drink, take your muffin pans and you can make ice cube trays, make ice cubes out of that. So, I mean, there's different things that we can use to make it, you know, impressive, you know, for us, or if you're having company, or just, you know, just for you.
That's right. That's correct. That
and
is
you
correct.
Don't have to spend a lot of money, but it can look like you spent a lot of money to be fancy. And it doesn't take all of that.
No, it doesn't, you know. And again, if people are in their right state, which is their state of mind, you know, they won't be chasing all of the nonsense and this, that, and the other. And again, if they wanted to do something, they have enough in their house to be creative if they just took the time and see the things that they already have in their possession, you know. But again, that our creativity has been stifled again by all of the distractions of all of the stuff that you can Google, you could Prime, get all these delivery people to deliver, and you sit on your butt, and you know the most creativity you have is what you can order, and the less you could spend on the things you can find on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's the nonsense and these devices that we have to slow down. And for those of us who aren't attached to them, we know somebody in our personal family, be it your children, your loved one, your spouse, whomever, you know.
Yeah.
Start talking to them. Find ways of talking. And again, dealing with the remedies, people we always talk about, the dandelions, please. This is the season that they're popping up and sprouting everywhere. Get you some dandelion, the leaves of the dandelion, not the yellow flowers part, but the leaves of the dandelion, and you can use in your salads. You can blend them up. You could make smoothies with them. But again, it's a very good plant for your digestive system. It's very good for helping detox and cleanse your system. And for those of us who might be diabetic, it helps lower your blood sugar. And it helps those men who have prostate issues. So, again, it has an abundance of therapeutic properties that it contains that helps us naturally. So this is a time, and like you said, great suggestion of getting things, washing them, and freezing them. Keeping for a little time. Because, again, these are natural. They're not like all this store-bought stuff that has no lifespan, and any lifespan it has is because it's been sprayed with some type of preservative, or some type of preservative has been added to it. So this is as natural as it comes, coming out of your own backyard. So that's one. And two, I've noticed, you know, us, when we talk about the seeds, Sister Beverly brought it to my attention, and I've been noticing it more and more. She mentioned that she sees seedless lemons, and I have been saying for the longest, I don't see them doing that, but lo and behold, someone texts me that they are selling lemons, even labeled as seedless lemons, and even the lemons that I get now in the bag, every bag that I've gotten that has about 8 to 10 lemons, at least 3 of them don't have seeds. So now they're putting them in the bags with the seeds, or they're getting put in there by mistake, because, again, I haven't seen anything saying organic lemons or what. But that being said, family, start saving any seeds like that that comes from a natural fruit that still has seeds in them. Save them.
Yeah, but not the ones from the supermarket. You want to get from the supermarket? Farmer's market.
Yeah. Anything that you can get from the farmer's market, you know, apples, oranges, lemons, tangerine, that has seeds. Well, tangerines don't, but that has seeds, get them and save those seeds.
Yeah.
You know?
Brother Eddie?
Yes.
Now, I have another one. I'm looking at my list. Okay, one. This is a help for y'all, honestly, for anyone that chooses to use it. It is. When you go to prepare your food, make one, you know, that you're going to make for dinner. Take the other one and do meal preparations and put them in. You know how you get the bags to, like, to cook your turkeys in and things like that? Take one of them bags, or just take a regular freezer bag. As I said, I freeze everything. But for meal preparations, take some time and do a meal prep for another time. And take and, season your meat if you're a meat eater. I'm a meat eater. And put your vegetables and everything in there and season it up and put it in the baggie and then put it in another bag and freeze it. And then one day when you don't feel like cooking, then the only thing you have to do is pull out one of them bags that you already have prepared and take it out, take your food and everything out of it, and pop it in the oven and let it cook. You already have everything done with it. So that's another, a helpful thing for you. And then also what I found that's easy for me is buy a cheap sponge mop from the dollar store and take that mop and use it to clean your shower with. So, if you have a problem bending, if you have a bad back, and that way you don't put all of the strain on yourself because you're using the mop to reach the places where it's hard for you to get to. And you can also take a mop to clean your ceiling and clean your walls with if you use the sponge mops. So that was something. And I did mention about when you're gardening, starting your garden to do the seeds for that. Okay, and if you take a watermelon, you can slice it up and dehydrate it and make candy for the children or for yourself. But, that watermelon can be like a taffy. Did you know that, Brother Eddie?
No, I did not. That's one on me.
Yeah, you can dehydrate it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a all-natural treat that you can give to the children and for yourself. And then also, so you can save money, not only for the children, but for yourselves also. Get your ice cream and buy the cones and then freeze each cone by itself. With the ice cream, freeze it, put it in a baggie, and put it in the freezer. And then when you want something special, you don't have to run to the ice cream man to give them your funds. You can have your own. Just go in the freezer and get it. And make your own ice pops for the children. Make it with, as opposed to making it with, as opposed to buying, the sugary ones, you can make your own. And that way, the children will feel special because they'll be able to get their own. Or you can make it into an ice, where they have to scrape the cup with. There's a lot of things that we can do on our own. Make your own caramel. Caramel is really easy to make. It's nothing but brown sugar. Wait a minute. Brown sugar. Lord. And butter. And milk if you want to, that caramel, that kind of caramel. And you just put it in the pan and just keep stirring, and you'll get caramel. Now, let me think of the exact measurement. I think it's like a cup, maybe like a cup of sugar and a stick of butter, and you can add some cinnamon and vanilla. Or you can use, a peanut, like an almond extract, and that'll make
you know, and keep stirring it, and you'll make caramel. So there you can have your caramel apples, just plain caramel. Or if you want caramel and peanuts, you can do that. So there's another thing.
Oh, yeah. And an easy one, too, for the summer. And again, you could make it one way or you can make it colorful. The one way you could make it is freeze your grapes.
Yes.
And when the children want a snack, let them go get a fistful of frozen grapes. And again, they're froze, they're cold. It's just like an icy cup, but it's grapes, it's a fruit. And if you want to make it colorful, use the variety of green, red, black grapes and mix it in with strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries.
Yeah.
And freeze them up, and you can put them in individual cups so that when they go in, they can get their personal cup out, you know, and have their little snack. So, yeah, you can do all type of things. I've been doing that for some times now, and I had to slow down because, again, being a diabetic, even being natural sugar, it gets so good you forget how much you eating and you overindulge at times. But again, everything in moderation is okay.
Yes,
so,
it is.
But yeah, for children, you could definitely do that. And if they don't want to eat it, you could use everything and make a smoothie out of it. You know, put it in a blender.
Yeah.
You know, put you some juice or put you milk or whatever you want to use as the liquid. And make a smoothie for them, and bam, you still got a healthy drink. And again, your fruit isn't going bad before it's eaten. So
that's
as
so
we all know, is a natural preservative to refrigerate food, just like an old thing. If we ever go through the misfortune of going through a blackout for a period of time and we don't have any generators to power up electricity for your essentials like your refrigerator and other things in your house, always remember that if you got a tree in your yard or the shadiest part of your yard that gets shade, dig a hole enough to put a pail or one of those steel garbage cans and put your food, your pops or whatever in there, and it will remain colder, not cold, but colder for a longer period of time. So these are just survival tips of things that we could use in case anything might happen, you know, because some people might not have basements where it's cooler, but the ground it's always cooler, and the deeper you dig it, the cooler your products will remain. So just a tidbit, you know. And, you know, these type of little remedies and information is what I thought the family would call in and basically share, you know, some of the things that they learned through experience from grandma, granddad, daddy, mama, Uncle Ben, Uncle Joy, Auntie Gimlet, Auntie Juanita, you know, whomever.
Yeah.
You know, but again, okay, let's bring the caller in.
Okay. Okay, Sister Paris.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can.
Greetings.
You're our first caller. Everybody else is just listening.
My baby.
Yes. Thank you. Brother Eddie, for that information about digging the hole and putting your food in the middle. I think that's what I heard you said. I'm tired.
Yeah, well, excuse me, Sister Paris,
yes.
Forgive me.
Yes.
Folks, we have 9 minutes left in this live show. If you wish for this class to continue, call in. The number is, Brother Eddie, you want to do the number for me, please?
Yes, the number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and press the number 1 if you have a question or a comment. We were looking for everyone to contribute to the class. But thank you, Sister Paris.
Okay, you're most welcome. I have a little metal garbage can or whatever that I got at the hardware store, and that's a wise idea, family. It works. If you know you run out of ice or something when you're camping, that's what you can do. Mm-hmm. And also, like, if you drink those little smoothie drinks, whatever drinks in the plastic little containers, you fill those with water and mm-hmm. freeze them. And you don't have to buy so much ice, you know, because that's your ice. And also, you can... if you don't have a skillet and you just are in a, you know, or whatever, you can take a rock, a flat rock, and put some aluminum foil on it, and that's what you can use for your skillet, you know, to fry, to cook, little simple things and what have you. Get that, make a fire, and you get that stone heated. Sometimes I don't even put aluminum foil. I wash it real good, you know, and then I use that to cook just simple little things like eggs and what have you. It also, family, I want to share this because I'm going to see if I can do a video. I'm going to send you some pictures with Eddie and Sister Antoinette.
Okay.
I got my caregiver to be a big part of helping me to organize and load up. And I have a camp bed that's pretty sturdy. Couldn't get
mm-hmm.
down in a tent on the floor or on the ground just yet. So what I did, I rented a U-Haul for $30, and they really were gracious to me. The creator talked to them for me. And I got that U-Haul, and I had Fernando, my caregiver, to put my camp bed together in that U-Haul, and it wasn't suitable. It got too cold. So what I did, I have a little pup tent, and I don't know if you were there, Brother Eddie, when you saw that tent that I had on that other bed in my room. Were you there when I had that tent popped up?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was when
Hello?
You had the other little pup tent on your. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yes.
You were there when I had that tent popped up, right?
Yeah, in the other bed.
Right. Well, something told me to take that tent. And I popped it. I had some, an angel was sent because I was having issues. And she put that tent together for me, and I put it on my bunk. And then I insulated it with a tarp on top of that, and then a blanket. And honest to God, it gave me some insulation, some warmth. So if you can't get down on the ground, you can pop a little pup tent. It's just big enough for one person. That's a pup tent. And you insulate it with a tarp on the top and a blanket to keep that heat trapped if it's cold, because I was like in the mountains, you know, surrounded by cliffs and oh God, it was awesome. So I just like to share that. And for any ladies that are listening, if you have not experienced the outdoors, the earth, grounding, it's good for your body, mind, and spirit. And if you're really not used to being out, rent you a U-Haul, a 15-footer, because it has the, what do you call it, the ladder, the ramp. And they got my chair up in there. And other things, and I could be motor savvy on the land for most parts of it. My chair worked, so that's just some tips. And I'll send you some pictures, Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie. And thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame?
Yes. Good evening, Sister Anton. Good evening,
Sister
Anton.
Good evening.
Good
evening, Mama
AZ. Hey. And Brother Eddie and Mama AZ out there in Cochise Canyon having a rock party.
I'm going to send you all these pictures. I'm on mute.
Yeah, but, you know, and I'm glad we're getting into, I've been back because I was between another show and this show that's going on simultaneously, and I kind of like this one because the other one is, you know, is feeding issues, and sometimes you got to do some construction instead of listen to destruction. So the thing that I didn't hear, and they were excellent between Eddie and yourself and Mama AZ, in these things that we do, but we have to go back to grandma's kitchen and great grandma's kitchen. And we have to remember those mason jars and boiling those apples and pears and making those preserves and watching her put all of that different food into those jars and letting it cool off. And then they will keep years until you break that seal, that rubber seal. And these are the arts of how we once knew how to store, you know. And I thought Eddie was going to talk about it and looking at burying different things in the earth keeps it preserved also, you know. But you have to have the right containers, you know. And glass is a thing that I've been finding for myself, because I got rid of a lot of that Tupperware and stuff. Is because
hot food, it
leaches into the food and it messes up the flavor and it melts. So the thing I started getting was going to the thrift store and getting those glass ware that you can put the little plastic lids on, but it's in glass, so that helps the food keep flavor and everything that. Glass, and glass is natural because it's nothing but melted sand. So the other part that we're looking at and how that we begin to look at and earthing, and I think I sent it to Mom AZ and I sent it to a few folks, but there's a guy that has a YouTube, but he's excellent because he's also a geologist. And so he's able to tell you – the different properties, and then and also tells the biology of what earthing does and the different endocrine systems that it connects to, and helps to heal inflammation, helps to lower blood pressure, helps. It has many properties, and it's free. And the other part, I started laughing when y'all were talking about the willow tree. And I said, oh, you know, the willow tree. And I said, wow, the branches that you get off the willow to make whips with it. But, you know, in order for a willow tree to get that those type of branches, it has to be over 30 years old. We use those to make the lodges because when we peel the bark off the saplings, the bark, the inside of and exposing the sapling, is that's the medicine, that's the energy inside of that willow, that bark is what you make aspirins from, aspartame. And so the indigenous people, yeah, and that's what we knew. That's why we take it and we strip the bark down into strips, and then we tie it together, and then when we cover it over with blankets and create the heat, it heats up that sapling and it releases that energy as a healing medicine with the steam. So you're getting a pain medication along with getting the grandfather's breath. And Mama AZ saying the cooking of the on the stones, but when you put the water onto the grandmothers and grandfathers you bring in the lodge, you get their memory to release all that they've recorded, and you get to absorb it into your body and breathe it in. That's what the sweat lodge does, because there's an exchange. You're detoxing your body when you begin to sweat, because all of your pores will begin to open up. Plus, you're sitting in a fetal position with, you know, your butt on the earth. So that means is that you're aligning your spine with the energy of the earth, and you're getting all of this is simultaneously happening in that one in each one of those ceremony doors that open and closes. Each time that energy, you get more and more cleansed, you get more and more purified, you get more and more connected to spirit. And so this is part of the way in which they knew how to help cleanse. I'm watching this movie series called Sweet Tooth, and it's talking about the children that they had a disease, and then that they started using all of their research and doing, and they start making mutant children, that they were crossbreeding our children with different animal species, and man was the last men were on earth, and because they created a virus. And all of these children were, here all of these children are now dual, you know, this one boy is a deer, one is a skunk, one is a this, but they're all instinctively using duality of animal and human. You know, and that this is a part that we have to begin to look at. How do we use some of those reptilian experiences, some of those animal instincts, and being able to, you know, tell directions by just going outside and not even needing a compass, you know, or being able to look at leaves and tell you which direction that you're going, or looking at moss on the tree. So these are some of the things that we have to look at that our ancestors gave us, and we have it activated. We just have to reawaken ourselves to bring it back to life. And it's in the food, because I'm telling us right now that I was in Arizona for my granddaughter's graduation. I talked to y'all on the show with it. But I found that I spoke to you about the microchipping. They're even now, and I found out researching more, that they're making, what is it, a 1,000-something acre building in Syracuse. It's Micron. Is in Syracuse, New York, that they have, supposed to have this by 2026. These billions of dollars that they're doing, and then Eddie was talking about the people migrating into our community. is because we're the caretakers. We are the caretakers of why they're sending these people in, because the immigrants, why do all the immigrants come in and they move their stores into our community? Because they know where the money resources is going to be and the survival skills that we know that a lot of people don't know. So the part that they're doing is that giving us opportunity to in a sense say, okay, if y'all want to learn how to survive, we can teach you. If you want to learn how to get you're in the wrong community. So the part that gets me is they giving these people EBT cards. You know, you can call Amazon Prime and you can order food with EBT and SNAP cards.
No, really?
They just started it. I got an email from Amazon. We now deliver with EBT and SNAP cards any food or whatever things you need.
Wow.
What does that say?
That I need one.
You know, but the thing that happens, and the part about EBT cards and SNAP cards, they go through a bank, and guess whose bank that it goes through? J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan issues all SNAP and EBT cards. How is a bank given government issue funding, you know, when you start seeing all the pieces of the puzzle, we got to start putting all these pieces together, because they've got a master plan that they've got for 2050 or and on. And the thing about what's happening with our children, it's really the thing that they're doing. Tutmose was talking about it, transgender and transhumanism. And the thing that is going from biology to psychology, that's why they want the children young. Because the psychological effect of distorting things in their body by confusing what's going on in the biological world and what they're putting into the psychological world and saying, oh, you're not all a boy. You can be a girl, or you can be this. And that's the part that we have to begin to understand. This is the challenge of what we're up against and facing to save our children. Anyway, I didn't ramble, but Brother Eddie, I thank you and Sister Antoinette for bringing this table, because this is Kitchen Table University, and we've got to have a universal plan that we're going to use in reconnecting ourselves to our galaxy and to our universe, because we're along for the ride, and the universal train does not stop at too many stations.
Ashe, family, yes. See, because again, understanding too, when we started off with right on, we got to write all this stuff down so we see it when they actually pull the plug on this technology that we're using. But just like Brother Kwame said, I couldn't get in by phone. I'm still going through that same nonsense with the phones, but I was able to listen online. And yes, that was Monday night, which happened to be on the 7th, 5-8, because it came up 2-2. But it's no coincidence, as Brother Kwame mentioned, that Brother Tutmose's class was about transgender and transhumanism. Well, not only was Monday on the 2, but transgender is 47, which is 11, and 1 plus 1 is 2. And transhumanism is also 47. See? And when we look at all of this, as we said, that 11-11 transgender transhumanism comes to LGBTQ 22. 11-11. So I didn't get a chance to add to the mix. But, yeah, all of this, again, once we really see by the number behind even what they're pushing and what we start to repeat, and we're saying we give it the energy of manifestation. We speak it into existence. So we have to be careful the words of this occult language called English that we have basically adapted and start to see with all the information from like this family reunion, this family class, this round table, that everybody has a different meal, a different piece of information that they have to share with the family through discussion, which is basically part of our mental health, because it's helping us mentally come out of this psychological nonsense that we have allowed ourselves by adapting the program, adapting the words.